Welcome to Elevate Your Business, a podcast for mortgage professionals from Elevate Coaching at Guild Mortgage. Hosted by Coach P, top producer, vice president of Elevate, and national coach, each episode is a playbook for success. You'll hear from top producers and industry leaders as they share the moves, mindset shifts, and lessons that shaped their growth, both at work and in life. Elevate your business. Making the moves that matter.
This week on the Elevate Your Business podcast, Coach P sits down with Lisa Daniels. Lisa, a branch manager in Fleming Island, Florida, used her experience, network, and determination to transform a single vacant home into a safe haven for homeless veterans. With 33 years in the industry, she partnered with local housing finance authorities and rallied realtors, builders, and nonprofits to fully furnish and equip the home. Guided by a deep commitment to serving those who served us, the project continues to grow and stands as a powerful example of what's possible when a community leads with purpose, compassion, and heart.
Elevate your business, starting now.
So today we've got Lisa Daniels. I want you guys to meet Lisa Daniels. She's a branch manager in Fleming Island, Florida. She's been in the industry 33 years. And she, you know, her story is so incredible. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, but she has transformed a single vacant home into a community-supported safe haven for homeless veterans, which is so great. And I was looking up Fleming Island, and you are, I believe you're like southwest from Jacksonville, and you're near a naval air base. Is that correct?
We have three naval air bases in Jacksonville, and we get a lot of veterans in this area.
How did you, talk to us about, how did this begin for you? How did you decide to take action in this area of your community?
So probably about 15 years ago, I was asked from the local housing finance authority with Clay County to be on the board. And that initiative is to help with affordable housing, be rentals, purchases. We do down payment assistance. We work with larger companies to provide reduced housing, reduced rentals. And so doing that, we're always involved in the community. And then about 12 years ago, one of the local judges came to us and said, you know what, we're having a hard time with veterans that really are doing minor infractions, but we can't put them back in the house because they are going back to the same problem. So he reached out to us, it was Judge Collins, and he reached out and asked us to figure out a way to have a veterans home, a drug rehabilitation home. So as the authority, we found a local home and we purchased it for $250,000, and we worked with different nonprofits to be able to get that home ready. So they were taking care of arranging the financing and working with us, and nobody had a way to get a bed or get everything ready for the veteran to come. So at the time, I reached out to about 10 friends and went and said, hey, I need everybody to adopt a bedroom, a bathroom, a living room, and a kitchen. And in the span of about a month and a half, we had it covered. So it was beautiful. We get it under the radar because you just really want to advertise a lot of that at the time. But it worked, and it worked for a long time until we went to what was with COVID, and it got really hard to keep it going with the staff coming in because nonprofits take care of this home for us. So didn't really do well after COVID. And then about a year and a half ago, the nonprofit came and said, you know what, this isn't working. We need to figure out another nonprofit to take it over because we do appreciate what y'all did and we want to move it forward, but we need some guidance. And Operation Barnabas and another nonprofit with Eric Sachs reached out and said, I'll take it. And so when they did, that was in January of 2025. And I happened to be in that Housing Finance Authority meeting and met Eric and realized what he was doing for the veterans. And then that's when I said, I'll take on the house. And it's a 2,800 square foot home. And at that point, I reached out to 19 of my closest friends and their realtors. They were builders. They were insurance companies. And I just said, this is what I need. And when I put my first email out, I had no one that said they wouldn't participate. And the first builder was Jeff Rabacki with Goat Construction, and he's a veteran. And he immediately gave me $1,500 to get me going. And then from that point, local builders, local realtors, you know, started saying, hey, I want a room. I want a room. And they were for different reasons, but all of them wanted to honor veterans. And they did that because maybe their father, their husband, or they were in the military and they really understood what helping a veteran means to them and what it meant for them. And so to get help along the way when they were maybe a new an enlisted. So it took, we started really getting going in March and we finished it and dedicated it in June. And right now we have two veterans that are in the home and the others that we're going through more. And we're just trying to make sure they're all some good fits. But when I tell you that it is a, it's out of love. My husband's a veteran, my dad, my brothers, my uncles, my husband's brothers, being able to give something back. They very rarely ask for anything. And if you, and Jeff was very adamant that I didn't put his name on anything. And I said, no, I want them to know what you did. You didn't do this because I begged you. You did this. That reply back to, from him back to me was in 3 minutes. And I said, that means you didn't think about it. That means you just did it out of your heart. And so having to work with my friends, my family, my coworkers, and to do this. We spent a lot of countless Saturdays doing it, Paula, you know, getting it ready, but we all walked away better.
Absolutely. What we did. So like, let's go back, you know, so how do, you know, you're in your community, how do you finance a house? Like who financed the house?
30 years ago, there was a group of people in Clay County, and they were attorneys. They were people that believed in housing, you know, making affordable housing, and they got together and established a housing finance authority. And we're separate from the county. We have our own budget. We spend our own money. We do things in our community separate from the money that we get from the county. And we typically don't get county, but we do get money that from the doc stamps. And so we get it put back in, and then all the counties get to participate in it. So we just, as a county, knew that when Judge Collins came to us that we had our budget and we knew that we could find a home, and we did. And that was a pretty large home, a 5-bedroom home for $250,000. It's on a double lot. It's a beautiful, it's a treed lot, and it also is a place of peace. So when they initially saw that, we all agreed that that was where we wanted to make this work. It's in the center of the Green Cove Springs, which they have access to the park. They have access to a bus line where they can go to the doctors. They have access to a local pharmacy and a local grocery store. So it was a perfect spot for us to get that house. And when we all voted on it, we voted unanimously, and we're glad we did because it has truly impacted many veterans in our county.
Did you have to do much work to it?
The builders did it. Now, the second time we took the house, we're having to get a new roof right now because we have had some issues. And so we, Eric Sachs with Project Lifeline is who he is. And he actually gets a lot of different companies to donate. And so it grants. So right now we have a local grant coming on this home from Vicer Credit Union, and they're going to help put a roof on it for us. So he has, his business is Project Lifeline, and he employs, he builds homes, and we as a county will finance those. We do financing on our down payment assistance loans, but he builds them, doesn't make a lot, and then he puts it back. But he employs a lot of veterans because he was a veteran himself. Operation Barnabas meets with their Christian-based organization, and they also reach out and counsel the veterans so that they're ready to go into a housing, ready to go and be a partner in a house, like go in and be a good housemate. So we always have to just make sure that they are, that it's a good fit for everyone.
So you guys get it all financed, everything's there. Now you're like, okay, we've got to equip this house, right? So even to the littlest things, right? To everything in the bathroom, the kitchen, furniture. And so is that where you reached out? And who did you reach out to? Were they community people, realtors?
A lot of the community just helped. A lot of my realtor friends that I've been partners with for a long time. A lot of our, I had a couple insurance companies, title companies, and they wanted to be a part of it. And we did it from the bedroom is all inclusive. So, you know, two sets of sheets, five towels, five washcloths, five hand towels. Every particular one bedroom has a desk and lamps and TVs and everything so that they have a private place. They want to go, they want to sleep, but we also have two different reading areas. We have a reading nook that has a desk that doesn't have anything there other than for them to go have a quiet space. We also did an office that has a place where all of our nonprofits can come in and work and seek and talk to them about, you know, where they at in their, you know, their VA benefits, or where they at in their, you know, their health? Are they attending their different appointments with their doctors, et cetera? Are they having a hard time getting there? If there's anything that they need to work on. And the third space we have is a TV, and it's where they can sit and have a common area, talk. But it's 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, and a full kitchen. And we just made sure that we had a space for everyone. It has 2 porches. One porch, and it has like another little area where they can sit outside. But my whole vision was that they would be able to have a perfect space. We have their bathrooms, shaving cream, you know, we have 30 things of toothpaste because everybody gets
like
toothpaste.
All the details are taken care of, right?
Absolutely. So when they come in, they walked in with a bag. And they didn't have to have anything else. We absolutely, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes. One of our local builders stocked the fridge. And when he stocked the fridge, it's everything, the pantry. And we had one of our car dealer friends, he took care of the coffee makers, the pots, the pans. Everything was new. Very few things were donated. If they were clean and they were in excellent condition. Our biggest point was that we wanted them to come to a home that they felt like that they were appreciated, and that we wanted them to feel that it was their home, that bedroom was their
home. They were at home. Mm-hmm. So how does a veteran, how are they able to come into the home? Like, how do they get the opportunity to come live at that house?
So Operation Barnabas works, nonprofit, Christian-based, works with all the local veterans in our county and even a few other counties. I think they're branching out, but they recognize that homelessness is a problem. So in our county, we have 135 in Northeast Florida, and that's about 10% of the population that are homeless. So we have a lot of people. We have a lot of need. So earlier I said there have two. There are already a waiting list. They're just in the process because we had to have the new roof. We had to wait a little bit to get this roof on before we fill it with the remaining people. But some of them may come in. We may get them on their feet, and they may decide that we can, because we also have work with other nonprofits that will give them the first and last month's rent if they need to get on their feet to go rent a property. So this is going to be a circle. They may stay there because they like it and they need the camaraderie and having maybe a friend, because some of these don't have family. Some of these veterans don't have any community, don't have any family or a support system. So Operation Barnabas really seeks out the actual veterans that would be in a really good fit for us. And then that they work with Operation Lifeline, which is Eric Sachs, and he works to helping our nonprofits get the paperwork completed, that get them in the right spot so that they can come and live. But it's going to be anywhere from maybe a 3-month stint because they're getting on their feet, or it may be that they stay there for 1.5 to 2 years. As long as that is working and we are building helping build them up and getting them back out into society and feeling good about themselves. That's what our mission is.
Yeah. So it can fill twofolds. It's either a transition to get them out on their own, or they can stay longer if that's what they need emotionally. Right.
Yeah. The gentleman that was, when you get a chance, look at the article that we sent over from Channel 4. And he was an 80-year-old veteran. He has lived in his car for 6 years. Of that 6 years, I think 3 nights he lived or spent in a bed. And that might have been in a family's house or friends or whatever. But 3 nights out of 6 years, what he does is he parks at a Publix or a Walmart, and he parks in a safely lit area. He pushes his seat back and he sleeps in that car. He has a gym membership so that he can shower. He does not have a way to store food other than a little cooler that he has bottled water and stuff like that in. So when you hear his story, you will realize how important it was for him. And he was our first veteran to go in. And he's now sort of going to be like the house dad, because he loves doing this and he realizes that he can mentor other veterans and maybe younger veterans that really don't have a place or have a family support system. That's his desire.
Great. What kind of emotional or mental shifts have you witnessed with these veterans by being in the house?
I think the biggest hurdle that they have is being in a place that they feel appreciated, or that they have that something they can call their own. And looking at them walk in, when that man turned that key and walked in that house, to him, it was like a Hilton hotel room. It was like going to the Ritz. He had not had anything. So with the tears in his eyes, he looked at us and said, wow. And he walked in. The room that he chose was my best friend, Judy Fields. It was an honor of her husband, who passed away a couple years ago. And he was a veteran. And when he walked in and sat on that bed, and he could not believe how comfortable it was, and then he had a desk, and that he had a TV, that warmed my heart, because I saw that someone who we take for granted sometimes, we do mortgages and we're thankful, and I love what I do. I feel like God called me to this industry and I'm very thankful. But these people that we help when they're a veteran, they have nothing. And a lot of them they may not even have a lot of Social Security income. They may not even have a lot of veterans income, or they haven't all gotten through the process to get a disability from the VA, only because, you know, you have to show up to appointments and they don't necessarily have cars, and they have to be able to make different doctor's appointments. And that sometimes can be hard if they depend on public transportation. So knowing that someone is going to be in that house and a nonprofit that's going to help them get the care that they need to be able to move forward and feel good about themselves, that is what I really love.
That's what drives you. I can imagine they probably just the feeling of being overwhelmed by all of it, you know, because they haven't had that stability in their life. So when they come in and they create that stability, they've got people around them for support, and then the nonprofit, do they help them like get their disability set up?
Absolutely.
So that they're in a better financial situation?
Absolutely. You'd be surprised that a lot of veterans are eligible for VA disability, but the older veterans or homeless veterans, you have to have an address, and they don't have an address. And so, you know, when you're talking, you know, they have to have a lot of their appointments now are Zoom, or they have to be able to have a phone conversation. Well, they don't necessarily have cell phones, or if they do, they're minutes. So when you're holding on, you know, an hour and 20 minutes to get on to see your doctor or to have a conversation with VA, your minutes are draining and you don't have access to that. So we really felt like putting all of our nonprofits in one area to be able to walk in and help, because they have a desk. We've set them up with a printer and everything. So they have a way to sit down there and say, what are your needs? What can we help you with? And then they start the process. And even other veterans that may not be living in the house will also be able to have a central location to have that those nonprofits to come see them on a Wednesday of every week, and they know that they can go in and get the help, or a Thursday. So it's a really a big circle of how everyone can get benefited by that.
How do you envision, expanding this program? Mm-hmm.
Yes. So last week I spent 3 days with my peers in Clearwater with the Housing Finance Authority, and all of our our down payment programs, every benefit in the state, everything, we all got together, and it came to my attention that somebody that day had reached out to Eric Sachs with Operation Lifeline and said, "I have a house at the beach." Now, a house at the beach isn't cheap. So they're like, "I'm going to give it to you." A tree fell on it, and my husband was a veteran, and I saw what you did in Clay County, and I want you to come do this in Duval. So what he was asked is to put the roof on, get the house ready, and it would be a three-bedroom. It is a three-bedroom. So he came to me and said, "I have a need." And he said, "I want to do this one for women." So I immediately said yes. And so I will start preparing a program, start preparing some thoughts on what we're going to do for that particular home when it's ready. And it could probably take about 6 months because there's going to be some work that has to be done. But I don't have a lot of, I don't deal with a lot of Duval nonprofits because I do a lot with Clay nonprofits. So he's going to walk me through how to get in touch with them so that we can do the same thing that we did here. We're going to do for them to make sure that there are three bedrooms that are beautifully done so that these women feel like that they have a place that they can call home.
Great. Like if someone, like a veteran who is homeless, how do they even find the nonprofit to find you? Like,
there's a lot of there are a lot of outreach programs in our county. So there's an outreach that a realtor, she's actually on it. Her mom did it. She goes out and she'll go to homeless camps. She will go to Walmart and she'll see them sitting there pushing their carts, and she will stop and give blessing bags. Are y'all familiar with what a blessing bag is? Okay. So she'll do a blessing bag, and she'll do it with anybody. And so if she sees anybody out and about, she's a Christian and she loves to lead with her faith. She prays with them, and then she brings them in to say, "What can we do to help you?" And now that we have the veterans portion taken care of, she will refer them to us so that we can help her, so that her dollars go further someplace else. But a lot of our Clay County, I'm very thankful and very proud of my county, because there are a lot of grants that are available from a lot of people in our community that have had a lot of wealth that they've made over the years, and they love to give back. So a lot of the grants that they give out are for people to get to help with housing, or to help with homelessness or veterans. And we actually take advantage of all of those grants.
So talk to us about, if there's other loan officers out there, maybe they've never done this, haven't been involved with this, but they hear your story and they're like, "You know what? We have some of the same issues in our community." Like, how would they get started? Where would you point them to?
So the first thing I'd say is you'd be surprised that there are a lot of nonprofits out there. I help a lot of different ones. We do a lot of different things at Christmas, and we do we do school supplies. We do a lot of those nonprofits. But this particular veterans one has amped us up a little bit because we can see how we're making a difference. But for any loan officer that really wants to get involved, get out, get into your community, maybe go to your chambers, go to some of your breakfasts that you can see that'll pop up every now that'll say that they're doing a nonprofit breakfast, or they'd like to talk about some nonprofit opportunities. Get involved. I have to tell you, you will get blessed much more than you think you will, and you will get much more out of it than you put. And you can put a lot of time and effort and hours into this, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to get the reward. But when you get involved, you'll get led where you're supposed to be. And I think that that's something that our loan officers, we all do this for the right reason. We do this because we love helping people. This business is not easy all the time. It's hard. And so this is a way, this fills my personal joy bucket. That's what I always tell people. This is what drives me. But after I've had a long day at the office or a long week or a long month, and we maybe didn't do as well as we thought we were going to do, or we had a couple fall out because of, you know, home inspections, during home inspection. But then when I go to a meeting and I see that we've moved the ball and, you know, we have people waiting on this veteran's house, and I go home and my perspective has changed. So get involved with your local nonprofits. If anybody wants to call me, talk to me and ask about, you know, to talk about what they want to start, because maybe there's people here that are led to start something like that. I don't, because there's so many in my community, but also the Women's Veteran House that I'm going to do, I will solicit donations. I give you receipts. And typically what people have done is they go on Amazon and just say, hey, here's, I did the house for you, or I did the bedroom for you. And it just comes to the office. I wish I would have taken a picture of what our office looked like a few months ago before we got to go put everything in, because it looked like a UPS store. But every night when we left, it got bigger and bigger, and it grew and it grew. And then it became, you know, the final product was a blessing to all of us.
So for all our listeners listening to this story, which is incredible, how could they get involved with your work? Can they donate? Can they help?
As soon as I have something about the women's home that's available, I will definitely reach back out to you and let you know. And then, just to let you know how frugal we all are in this industry, in my community, I think we did a 2,800 square foot home, and I did it for less than $6,000.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's another thing we're going to call you about. Budgeting. How do we do this?
I'm a big old budgeter. Yeah. So I did a lot off Marketplace, Facebook, a lot of new things. I would meet people and say, hey, and you would be surprised if I'd say, hey, this is what my mission is. This is what I'm doing this for. I would go to pick up things, and they would give me a new, like one lady, I went to pick up something and she's like, oh, I have some of these things in my home I've never opened. They're all new. Can I just give it to you? And it would go in my car. And so it was, when I say a 2,800 square foot home, and you'll see the videos and you will see it's gorgeous. It's just, what we did was truly remarkable. The love that people gave us was truly remarkable.
Well, your work is so invaluable. I mean, to think about all the people you're helping right now, and I agree with you, like, our industry is challenging, and to have an outlet where you're giving back and filling up your heart as you're filling up a lot of other hearts is an incredible story. So, Lisa, I am so happy that you took the time to come on. I'm looking forward to seeing your video that's coming out. I'm going to read your article and want to hear more about when you open the women's shelter as well.
I believe what we're doing is changing people's lives and perspective on what homelessness looks like. It is somebody that's in Walmart, and they maybe don't look like you, but they look like they're trying. And you may not realize, you go home and then they go get in a car to sleep for the night. And so that is why I do what I do. But thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it. And thank you for bringing this up and making people see this, because I think hopefully I can inspire other loan officers, because there's probably many out there that do other things like this, and I'd like to see it grow.
Absolutely. All right, girl.
Thank you.
Keep moving on. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Elevate Your Business, a podcast from Elevate, the internal coaching program at Go Mortgage. Glad you could be here for today's playbook. If you want to check us out, head over to gilmortgage.com and click About Us to find Elevate Coaching. Have a question or want to keep the play going? Visit us and send a DM on Instagram at Elevate Mortgage Coaching, or leave a comment for us on YouTube. We're posting extra content, behind-the-scenes action, and everything you need to stay in the mortgage game. On Elevate Your Business, we share real stories and strategies from top producers to help you move forward. So ask yourself, what are you waiting for? It's time to elevate.
Guild Mortgage Company, NMLS identification number 3274, NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Equal housing opportunity. Equal opportunity employer. Arizona banking license number 0018883. Licensed by the Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Massachusetts mortgage lender and broker license number MC3274. Licensed by the Mississippi Department of Banking and Consumer Finance. Licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Nevada mortgage company number 1141. Oregon mortgage lending number ML176. Rhode Island licensed lender and third-party loan servicer. Guild Mortgage Company, 5887 Copley Drive, San Diego, California, 92111. For licensing, visit guildmortgage.com/licensing. All loans subject to underwriter approval. Terms and conditions apply. Subject to change without notice. Elevate is an internal Guild Mortgage Company coaching program and not a separate entity. Podcast content is provided for informational purposes and based on publicly available materials or tactics used in the industry. The views, strategies, or opinions discussed do not necessarily represent those of Guild Mortgage Company or its affiliates. Intended for mortgage industry professionals only.
Paula Nurschel, NMLS number 383396.
Lisa Daniels, NMLS number 453340.
Thank you for joining us on Elevate Your Business, a podcast for mortgage professionals brought to you by Elevate, the internal coaching program at Guild Mortgage.